Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Turn up the music and make it loud because it is Friday. Oh, yeah. And this is the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Oh, yes, that sigh of relief at the end of the week. Don't you love it? It's the 26th of February, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Okay, so those of you that were on the fence thinking, what's going to happen? What's Ofcom going to do? Will they split BT and OpenReach? No, they're not going to do that now. Yeah, but there's going to be a few changes. Yeah, after that whole drama for a whole year, Ofcom has now said, nah, it's probably better to keep them together. But Ofcom did say tighter controls are needed to ensure that its networks offer the best service to customers. Well, shouldn't it be that way for every network? I'm just saying. Now, Ofcom did say OpenReach must open up its telegraph poles and underground ducts, allowing competitors to build their own infrastructure and supply more UK homes and businesses. Ah, so you gotta open it up. And of course, BT and OpenReach are not gonna be able to be all lovey-dovey under the sheets like they once were. BT will still operate as a division of the group, but it will need to do it now more independently, whatever the hell that means. I feel after this whole year of drama, will they split or will they stay together? It's been kind of anticlimactic. What do you think? Well, could it be our next phones, particularly our iPhones, could they have more storage? I don't know, say 256 gigabytes of storage? Wouldn't that be nice? Well, apparently it's probably possible now, thanks to Samsung. Yes, Samsung has announced it is producing a 256 gigabyte flash storage that can be used in mobile devices. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Also, to put a little bit more icing on the cake, the memory is 2 times faster than previous generation of universal flash storage. So not only will we have mobile phones with more storage, but they'll actually operate a lot faster too. Yay! Now, I'm sure there's a lot of Android users right now going, oh, big whoopee-doo. I've always had a little slot on the side that I could expand my storage anytime I wanted. However, though, for Apple iPhone users, we're all saying, hallelujah, thank you, because iCloud sucks. It's not known right now, though, if this new 256 will be available at the time of the new iPhone 7 launch, so we can really only hope right now. But do remember, Apple does use Samsung storage for its devices, so we're halfway there. Come on, Apple, give in. We want more storage. Another nice thing to finally see on a Friday, are you a Spark email user and you've been thinking, you know, I really love it if it would only have an iPad version. Finally, after so much waiting and being told it's coming and months upon months of waiting, it's here. Must be said, though, that Spark on the iPad, yeah, pretty much just is a big blow-up version of what's on the iPhone. It breaks up your inbox to basic, useful chunks, you know, so you can get through your day. Of course, you'll have that snooze feature as well. And you'll be able to, of course, integrate it with services like Dropbox and Evernote, these kind of things. Personally, I've got it running on my iPad right now, and I absolutely love it. It's actually every little bit of experience as it was on the iPhone. Everything is nice, snappy, and it gets everything together, and you're on your way. And for those of you that were heavy mailbox users like myself, yeah, this is something you're definitely going to want to give a go at. Although, still, at the end of the day, as much as I like Spark, I still miss Mailbox. Dropbox is the stupidest thing you ever did. And finally, I got more good news for you this Friday. So much so that people in Britain right now, they're probably thinking, let's get through the weekend so we can enjoy this. How would you like to ride on the tube for free using Apple Pay next week? Yippee! You might remember last year, MasterCard had that thing of free fare Mondays. They kind of tried it out with Apple Pay. Well, apparently it was so popular, duh, it was free. They're going to crank it up once again, allowing Londoners with an Apple Watch or an iPhone 6 or newer to ride the London Underground for free the next 3 Mondays. Of course, you're going to have to have a MasterCard added to your Apple Pay wallet for this thing to start working for you. You'll touch in and out with your NFC-equipped iPhone or Apple Watch on February 29th, March 7th, and March 14th, and you cannot exceed the maximum charge of £28.10. Does make one wonder how much Apple's giving MasterCard to do this. You know, to promote Apple Pay and all that, blah, 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 blah. Ah, but who the hell cares? Free trades on Monday! Yee-hee! If you've got the story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the BTN website at BritishTechNetwork.com for all the BTN shows. And get subscribed over there as well. You can also find all of our shows on iTunes there too. And you can subscribe there as well. You can follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And of course, the British Tech community at the Slack place, BritishTech.slack.com. Also, I haven't said it in a little while though, but I just kind of want to remind you all, remember, we're all free over here at BTN. You get all this stuff free and every week. So if you love what we're doing, consider giving us a little donation every month. $1, $5, whatever you think you can afford. You can also do other things too to support us. It's best to just go over to BritishTechNetwork.com, click our Support Us tab. It'll tell you everything you can do. Patrons right at the top. It's the simplest and most effective way you can really help out BTN. That'll take you over there and you can decide what we're worth. And of course, with all of our patron subscribers right now, we love you, we love you, we love you. Thank you so much for supporting BTN each and every month. We'd be lost without you. As for the new show, well, yes, it is Friday, so we're heading to the weekend, so we're going to do a little relaxation. Hope you get to do the same, but we will be back on Monday getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, it's Friday! Woo! And thank you very much for listening.